you see when you reviewed your game last night?
I saw some good stuff, but still some stuff that needed to get corrected. So I think we handled that today at practice. You know, just being real critical. You can go in there and watch the film. So I was real critical of myself, and, you know, it's a lot of things to improve on.
How good does it feel to break that 12-yard run on just your second NFL snap? Does that take a lot of butterflies?
Yeah, it does. It feels good. You know, I think, you know, it's just been so much anticipation and, like, anxious, like just being so anxious to be like, man, I want to get in that first game and just get that first carry out the way. So getting that first carry, getting that second carry, you know, just, you know, it was like a release, like, okay, back to football.
How are things going for you just in the passing game? I know there's a lot more you got to study and learn. You feel like you got all that up to speed?
Yeah, it's going well. You know, it's a lot of things as far as like flexing out. I mean, doing a lot of receiver things. I think it's going well. It's a lot to digest, but just got to stay in the book and just keep learning and learn as much as I can.
How much more info is that apart from just the running stuff? Is it like, you know, three times more important?
Yeah, it's a lot more. I mean, it's a lot of things that I got to be in tune with. So, I mean, I just try to talk to Drew, you know, talk to Cadet, you know, he played that role. So try to talk to him a lot and just try to learn as much as I can from, you know, just all those guys.
You ever go back and look at what they did with Sproles back
then? Oh, yeah. You know, it's a lot of film that you can go back and watch. So I went back and watched that. I mean, Coach Thomas has pulled their clips up, him and even like Pierre and those guys just being in that slot position and running those routes.
What stands out to you about the way, you know, Sproles did his thing?
Man, it's like he never gets touched. Like, he's just so quick. I mean, he got a low center of gravity, and he just, his decision making is so precise. Like, right when he, it's like he knows what he wants to do, like 10 moves before he does it. So it's crazy.
What are you looking for when you watch Pierre Thomas?
Pierre, I mean, he just, when we talk about our screen game, I mean, that's what we go to, a lot of Pierre film. So just his patience and his timing, you know, he got a good feel for the offense.
Did you run a lot of screen passes in college?
Yeah, we ran some screens, but it's a little different, a little bit different here. We got a couple more screens than I did in college.
Have you, gotten used to or talked to Breeze about, like, any of the tendencies, like maybe the way he likes to hand off, the way he throws it?
I talk to him. If I have a question, I just go to him. So, I mean, it was in the game yesterday, and it was a two-minute situation. And before the drive started, I was just getting in his head, just asking him, you know, what would you be calling right here? And, I mean, he was just talking through what his thought process was and what he would want to do with that situation. I mean, it's just he has so much knowledge. It's like I'll be doing myself an injustice if I didn't ask him, you know, or didn't try to soak up as much as I could.
How is that kind of knowledge? I mean, obviously, different position, but how does that kind of knowledge sort of help you progress?
It helps a lot because I know that, I mean, he knows everything. That's how, in my head, that's how I think about it. It's like, Drew knows everything. If I don't know something, go to Drew. So that's what I do. I mean, even if I do know something, I just go to him and like, all right, you like how that looked. I mean, if you see something you didn't like, tell me. Or if you want me to do it better, tell me. So, I mean, it's always good to have him there because, I mean, he's transparent. He's an open book. He'll tell you.
When was the first time he told you something that he didn't like?
I mean, it could be something little, tiny. I mean, if the split is off a little bit, he might just be like, hey, K, just, you know, move in a little bit, give yourself a better chance. Just little things. I mean, he's in tune to everything.
How comfortable are you with the pass protection stuff?
I'm pretty comfortable with it. You know, just moving now into playing against other teams, I think it'll be easier just to be able to see a different color, you know, not going against our guys every day. And, I mean, it's just going to be – It's different, but I feel like it's just easier and it kind of slows down game time.
Is that as much a mentality as it is, you know, knowing what to do?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a mentality. You got to want to go and, you know, hit somebody, basically. That's what you're doing. And, I mean, Drew's back there. You got to protect Drew. You got to protect the quarterback.
Thank you, Alvin.